here at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit here on the Eastern Shore, and we've had some great windy, wet weather here as we are wrapping up the summit. Tom Super, the Vice President of the National Chicken Council Communications, is sitting here with me, and he's going to be leading a panel today on myth and fact. So before we kind of wrap up the event, tell me a little bit about what we can expect to see on the panel today.
Well, it's thank you, Jamie. It's quite ironic that it's 70 and sunny on our third day here, and we're in a conference room, but we do have windows, so that's okay. So we're going to have two panels this morning, kind of really wrapping up the event. So, you know, we took people through the hatchery on the farm and the processing plant and the R&D facility. So we really want to kind of reinforce what they saw yesterday, answer their questions. You know, we're going to have a myths and facts panel first, you know, to address all of the hot button issues, hormones, antibiotics, chicken litter, you know, environmental issues. So that'll be good, and give folks the opportunity to ask the experts any more questions that they have from what they saw yesterday. And then we're going to have our second panel focused solely on food safety. So, you know, we were at the hatchery, we were at the farm, we were at the processing plant, but a lot of the steps the companies take and the farmers take to make sure that final product is as safe as possible really are unseen. So, you know, we tried to emphasize that yesterday, but we really want to reinforce to our media guests all of the steps that are taken to make sure that the final product in the grocery store or the restaurant is as safe as possible.
Well, let's talk about those who are here today, or here this weekend for the event. So we've got a wide variety of bloggers and journalists and dietitians, but many from the poultry industry. Tell me a little bit about the purpose of this conference and how the kind of misconceptions and the questions you've had coming into it, and then after the fact, once they've toured these facilities, their opinions.
So we know more than ever that the burden of proof for the care of the birds and the way we raise and process them falls squarely on us. So we, you know, videos are great, social media is great, press releases are great, but we really wanted to take it a step further and open the doors and show folks with their own eyes and let them see and smell, you know, the whole process from farm to fork. So, you know, transparency is a buzzword in food production these days, and everyone has a different definition of what that means. But I mean, for us, really, it's opening the doors and letting people, you know, see for themselves, and really just starting a dialogue. You know, we're not, it hasn't been, I think, a lot of propaganda. We're not quote unquote educating, you know, folks. We're letting them see things for their own eyes, telling them what it is we do, why we do it, and then answering their questions and continue a dialogue. So I think from that standpoint, it's been very successful.
I think dialogue is key. Even when we weren't in the middle of tours or listening to speakers, you could listen around the room and hear dialogue continuing with the friends and connections we've made throughout the weekend. What do you think is the biggest misconception that you've heard throughout this?
I would say I think folks coming into it really didn't have any idea kind of what to expect. You know, I think that for a general theme misconception, I would say that big is bad. So if it's a large scale operation, you know, obviously that can't be good, that can't be sustainable, that can't be responsible. But I think folks, you know, saw not only the production, but the people behind it. You know, the farmers and the hatchery manager. You know, I think just hearing their stories, you know, and what it is they do, why they do it, what keeps them up at night, that really helped, you know, tell the story, I think.
What do you feel is the simple take-home message for those in attendance?
Well, we talked about dialogue. You know, I would hope that the take-home message is that dialogue doesn't stop today. We want to continue the conversation. We hope that the folks here will go back home and, you know, tell folks what they saw, that they'll, you know, be active on social media and kind of, you know, continue that dialogue and just hope that it's not a one-time deal.
Well, thank you, Tom. Once again, talking to Tom Super, Vice President of Communications for the National Chicken Council here at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit on the Eastern Shore. I'm Jamie Johansson.